Hello everybody, Michael Bdell here with Best Paw Forward Dog Training out of Hatboro, Pennsylvania, and this is the Ask the Dog Trainer podcast. Today is Tuesday, January 24th, and another week is already flying by. Today, what I want to talk to you guys about is your leash skills. The skills you have with your dog while they're on leash. The experience you're having with your dog while they're on leash. And what your walks are going like. I bet you, for a lot of you out there, I can probably guess what your walks are like. And for some of you, I'm sure your walks are, you know, these fun, pleasant experiences where the dog listens to you, pays attention, doesn't care about squirrels or rabbits or other dogs. But for most of you, I'm sure that's not the case. So, in the next segment, I'm going to explore some of the reasons as to why you guys may be experiencing pulling and why you may be experiencing reactivity and things of that nature. Because I think we all know the problem. Our shoulders probably feel the problem. Our wrists and our hands and our knees, I'm sure, feel the problem that you're having while your dog's on leash. So after this quick little interlude, you will have the next segment exploring the whys of your problems. So why do dogs act up on leash? Well, I think one of the biggest reasons dogs act up on leash is because too often we haven't taken the time to really show them how to behave on leash. And, you know, if you're having issues with lunging, jumping, pulling, sniffing, you know, just plain out not listening to you, a lot of times it's because the environment is just so fun for them. It smells awesome. It looks awesome. It's just something they don't interact with a lot. And, you know, so the value of it is very high. And your value outside in that environment might not be as high. It doesn't mean you're doing anything wrong. It just means that you're now in a novel area where, you know, smelling the pee on that tree from the dog, you know, 50 minutes ago, just happens to be higher on their entertainment scale than you are, you know. Another reason could be that the dog is afraid, right? It's afraid of the environment, and it's reacting in a way that either makes it want to run away from or run toward to control. And if that's the case, then the exposure we're currently giving the dog is kind of going against us in our goals with our dog's behavior on leash. So, you know, either of those reasons, it should be reason for us to then do work with our dogs on their leash, right? I mean, we kind of want that experience, I think, don't we? Where our dog is just better outside, not pulling us, not hurting us, making the experience pleasurable. And another reason why is sometimes there's legitimate threats, right? So if another dog's walking down the street and he's posing a legitimate threat to our dog, and then our dog responds, well, that's hard to expect our dog to just be okay with the fact that that dog was behaving that way toward them, whether it's barking, growling, you know, protecting its territory, barking behind a fence, whatever it may be. A lot of dogs are able to ignore that stuff, but some dogs can't. They just don't possess the ability to, and they need help understanding what it is they're supposed to do in those situations. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and in the next segment, I'm going to explore the solution to your problems. I'm going to give you guys some practical things that you can work on to improve the situation between you and your dog on your leash. So how do we solve our leash pulling problem? How do we stop our dogs from pulling on leash when we want to go out for walks? Well, my first answer is you stop going for walks. Stop going for walks because we're practicing the problem and all we're doing is making our problem stronger. So instead, what we're going to do is we're going to go for training. Okay, and the training starts the moment you go to put that leash on the dog. If the dog's running around super hyper and excited, well, then you're standing there waiting until they calmly come to you and sit in front of you. Then you put their leash on. Golden rule, you just make that promise to yourself that you are not going to put that leash on unless they are calm. And then from there, it's the approach to the front door. If the approach to the front door is not done calmly, then you're going to practice that approach to the front door until it's calm. And you're not going to allow the pulling and frantic behavior. If you're already out of control from the very beginning, before you even get outside, then the mindset is already set up to fail. And that's pointless. Now, you finally get outside. Then what do? Well, one, you want to build value in yourself. So you stand in one spot. And every time your dog checks in with you, you play, praise, or reward your dog. You want to make yourself fun, okay? I want the dog paying attention to me, wanting to engage with me. And then the consequence of looking at me and engaging with me is that they get some sustained play, or they get rewarded, or they get praised, okay? And I also want to eliminate the thought in their mind that we're going to go for this same walk that we've gone for months, because they know the walk, they know where to pull, to go sniff the things they wanted to sniff, or the whatever it was they were thinking about yesterday, right? So I want to eliminate the rented horse syndrome, okay? If you've ever rented a horse, it's an awful experience. The horse knows exactly where it's going, and you can barely even control, if at all, the horse. It just runs right back to the stable in that big loop that you are now on. So for me, I want to avoid that by breaking the walk up. We're going to go for training. We're not going to go for a walk. And if I've dedicated 30 minutes to my walk, well, then it's going to be 30 minutes of training so that I can ideally get the behavior I want. Now, when you deliver your reinforcement, your praise, or your reward, okay, or your play, you deliver it because your dog is by your side or within the distance of the leash that you're looking for. General rule of thumb is that there's slack in the leash. It's not taut. It's not tight. He's not pulling on it. And then when you get what you want, the moment you get what you want, you say, good boy, good girl, and then you play. And then you keep playing with the focus of your dog staring at you, looking at you, interacting with you, moving toward you. That's what you're looking for, okay? And then if you're delivering food, you're delivering that food exactly in the spot you want your dog to be if you were actually on the walk. So if that means right by your right side, then that's on your right side. If it's on your left side, it's on your left side. But you want the dog to understand that there's a history of a very specific spot in relationship to your body that you're going to deliver that food or reinforcement, okay? And you're going to target duration. You're going to shoot for a duration of your dog being able to stay engaged with you, stay moving with you, turning with you, walking the other way, making turns, stopping, going from fast to slow. These are all things you're going to practice in your driveway before you even get out on the sidewalk and go for your walk. If all is going well, let's say after a week, and you want to push more distance, you want to now include some of the sidewalk, please do so. But limit how much you include until you know that you're happy with the performance of your dog. And then progressively start to include more of your walk as your dog shows the ability to stay exactly where you want them to be. Okay? Very crucial. If you bend on any of these things, you're just putting your work back a little bit farther. You know, it's completely up to you to teach your dog where they should be on leash. And to me, I just try to simulate that maybe I'm shopping. So you walk a little bit, you stop. You walk a little bit, you stop. You do something different, you move, you turn, you stop, right? So the dog doesn't get to be able to predict what it is you're going to do, where you're going to go, okay? And once you start getting more control on leash like this, and the dog starts relaxing into your guidance, then a lot of times your reactivity is going to improve, so your dog's going to react less because they feel like you've got it under control. You're teaching them what to do. They're focused on learning. They're focused on praise and reward, and it's just an easier time. Doesn't mean it's going to cure your reactivity, but it's going to go a long way to help it. Thank you guys very much for tuning in today's podcast, and as always, go ahead and call in. Leave your questions so I can put them on the air. Thanks again. Michael Bedell with Best Paw Forward Dog Training.